can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Don't let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your words in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I praise you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I have recited aloud all the regulation you have, all the regulations you have given us. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. Delight in your decrees and not forget your word. Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truth in your instructions. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil. They walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commandments. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me, O Lord. Teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions. I will put them into practice with all my heart. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Give me an eagerness for your laws rather than a love for money. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Help me abandon my shameful ways, for your regulations are good. I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. Father, today we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor that renews and your mercy that renews every day. Lord, we thank you that we do have access to you by the blood of Jesus. And we approach the throne of grace knowing that we are in need of you. Yes. Really wanna thank you. You mean everything, everything, everything to me. Oh Lord, I just really wanna praise you.
come before you. One more day to know you. One more day to know you. One more day, Jesus. One more day to love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I day to stand in the gap. One more day, Jesus. One more day to intercede, Lord. wish that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation gone in? Yes, it is. Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Yes, it is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah will conquer the grave. He's never true, and the Lamb will die to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Oh, is he worthy of this? It is. Yes, you are. Does the Father truly love us? Does the Holy Spirit dwell among us? And does Jesus our Messiah hold? Does he forever love? Oh, I know he does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Yes, he does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah conquered the grave. Is David's root and the Lamb that died to ransom the slaves? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? We, my God, is worthy of this. Lord, you're worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Thank you.
Like it's raining, it's kind of a rainy day, Lord. We ask that you would soak. You'd cause your rain to fall on our hearts, Lord. That you would cause the dry places in our hearts to soak. Jesus. Mighty breath of God. Jesus, just like you said to the disciples, I must go that the Holy Spirit might come. And Lord, like a rushing wind, would you breathe? Like a mighty flow, like a mighty stream of water. It's the only thing that will make the difference, Lord. It's the tangible glory in your life. But once again, Lord, as we pray that you would show us your face, you would reveal your glory in our own life, we also know that no one sees your glory and live. So, Father, like a rushing wind, breathe. Like a mighty rain, fall. Oratabaya kalamangoro dobo sipatai. Azekele mengoro dobo babrataya kekala. Asteka mongara mangia massa pavratea tapa sote ora bangara dia la masso papara dende ile mengara tanto la dananda o e la masso e kamati ia la masso ia la mando lo do baba baba vai ia la masso ia la mando lo do baba via baba su. Flesh must die so we can encounter you, Jesus. Oh, flow. Open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, I pray that you would give us a kingdom mindset, Lord. We would not be caught up. You know, it says in your word in Philippians, it says, let the subject of heaven have the mindset of Christ. Jesus, like a washing wind, would you breathe, 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 breathe within our hearts. increase our awareness of the things of the kingdom. Give us kingdom-minded, kingdom mindset, not earthly mindset. Let us set our sights on things above as we look for ways to honor you, Lord. Jesus, and increase the spirit of wisdom. Holy Spirit, we need you more than ever. I need you more than ever, Jesus. Oh, like a rushing wind. Breathe, 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 breathe. Jesus. I need you. How I need you. Lord, I need you. Kuki kalamakuta. Lord, I need you. Like a rushing wind. could you breathe, Father? Like a mighty rain, would you fall? And make room for you.
See you working, even when I
Even when I don't see it, you working. Even when I don't feel it, you work. You never stop working. It's not by might. Thank you. Holy Spirit, breathe. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy Spirit of God, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Holy breath of God, breathe on me. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp on to my feet. Jesus, I need you. I love you. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like Jesus, we love you. Lord, even as I pray this, sing this song, the verse that came in my spirit is John 14, where you say, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, also trust in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's house. If this was not so, I would have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you. When everything is ready, I will come to get you so that you will always be with me where I am. You know the way to where I'm going? No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had already known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking for me to show you the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you've seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask anything in my name, and I will do it. So that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask of me anything. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. And you know, we sing, we pray, Jesus, I love you, I love you. And then he says here, if you love me, obey my commandments. And then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you in all truth. Lord, as we live in such sensitive season right now, where everybody is trying to define the truth, find truth. Lord, we thank you for this great promise we have from your own mouth, Lord Jesus, that you would give us another advocate, the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is forever nearer. So near. So close. The Holy Spirit leads in all truth. It says the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit because the world is not looking for him. And the world does not recognize him. But you know him because he lives in you. Thank you, Lord. And later will be in you. Wow. Both experience. He is in us through the new birth. And he doesn't stop there. He's overshadowing us. We are baptized by him. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We honor the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit makes all the difference. The world's not looking for him, but we are. I'm looking for you, Jesus. I'm looking for the Holy Spirit more. And the good news is, I don't have to look so hard. I just need to ask. So once again, Father, as we close this session, we ask, Father, that you would fill us with your presence. Spirit comes, we receive power to be your witness, Lord. It's the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, for such great promise. Thank you, Lord, that you come when we call. When we call, you answer. Listen. Open the ears of our understanding. Open our spirit man's ear so we can hear you when you talk as well. Lord.